Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Chapter 1, Observing the Armies on the Battlefield of Gurukshetra, and I think it's 16 up till 19, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to chant the Sanskrit. It's quite a few verses. Please bear with me. Hare Krishna, Jaya Shri Sivanitai. All. All from gopis, Jaya. Hare Krishna, Jaya. Lalita Devi ki Jaya. Ananta Vijayam. Raja Kuntiputraha. Yudhishthiraha. Nakulaha. Sahadevaha cha shugosha mani pushpakao kashaha cha parama ishu asaha shikandi cha maharataha drishta dumnaha virataha cha Sadyakihi cha aparajitaha drupadaha draupadeyaha cha sarvashaha prithivipate saubhadraha cha mahabahu shankan dhatmuhu pritak pritak Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthira Nakula Sahadevascha Shugosha Mani Pushpakao Kashyascha Parameshvascha Shikandicha Maharata Dristadyumno viratascha Sadyakishcha parajita Drupado draupadeyascha Sarvasa prithivipate Saubhadrascha mahabahu Shankandatmu pritak pritak Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthira Nakula Sahadevascha Shugosha Mani Pushpakao Kashyascha Parameshvascha Shikandicha Maharata Dristadyumno viratascha Sadyakishcha parajita Drupado draupadeyascha Sarvasha prithivipate Saubhadrascha mahabahu Shankandatmu pritak pritak Ananta Vijayam Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthira Nakula Sahadevascha Shugosha Mani Pushpakao Kashyascha Parameshvascha Shikandicha Maharataha Drishtadyumno viratascha Sadyakishcha parajita Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvasha Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankandatmo Pritak Pritak Ananta Vijayang Raja Kunti Putra Yudhishthiraha Anakulasa Devascha Shugosha Mani Pushpakao Kashyascha Parameshvasha Shikandicha Maharataha Drista Jumno Viratascha Sajakischa Parajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvasha Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankandatmo Pritak Pritak. Anybody else? Dr. Mark, this is your chance. Ananta Vijayang Raja Kunti Putra Yudhishthiraha Nakulasa Devascha Shughosha Mani Pushpakao Kashyascha Parameshvasha Shikandicha Maharataha Drishta Jumno Viratascha Sajakischa Parajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvasha Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankandatmo Pritak Pritak Ananta Vijayang Raja Kunti Putra Yudhishthira Nakulasa Devascha Sukosha Mani Pushpakao Kashyascha Parameshvasha Shikandicha Maharataha Drishta Jumno Viratascha Sajakicha Parajita Drupado Draupadeyascha Asmasha Prithivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankandatmo Pritak Pritak. Anybody else want to chant these wonderful names? Okay. It's nice. What is it? I already forgot, you see. Nakula and Sahadev. Okay. So I'll do the word for word. Please repeat. Ananta Vijayam. The conch named Ananta Vijay. Raja. The king. Kunti Putraha. The son of Kunti. Yudhishthiraha. Yudhishthir. Nakulaha. Nakula. Sahadeva. Sahadev. Cha. And Sugosha Mani Pushpakao. The conscience named Sukosha and Mani Pushpaka. Kashaha, the king of Kashi, Varanasi. Cha, and Parama Ishu Asaha, the great archer, Shikandi. Cha, also Marataha. One who can fight alone against thousands. Drishtadyumna. Drishtadyumna. The son of King Drupada. Virataha. Virata. The prince who gave shelter to the Pandavas while they were in disguise. Cha. Also. Satyakihi. Satyaki. No. Satyaki. The same as Yuyudhan, the charioteer of Lord Krishna. Cha. And. Aparajitaha, who had never been vanquished. Drupadaha, Drupada, the king of Panchala. Draupadheyaha, the sons of Draupadi. Cha, also. Sarvashaha, all. Pritivipate, all king. Saubhadraha, Abhimanyu, the son of Subhadra. Cha, also. Mahabahu, mighty armed. Shankan, conch shells. Datmuhu, blue. Pritak Pritak, each separately. King, translation and purport. King Yudhishthir, the son of Kunti, blew his conch shell, the Ananta Vijay, and Nakula and Sahadev blew the Sugosh and Manipushpaka. The great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikhandi, Drishtadyumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi and others, all king, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conch shells. Purport. Sanjay informed King Dhritarashtra very tactfully that his unwise policy of deceiving the sons of Pandu and endeavoring to enthrone his own sons on the seat of the kingdom was not very laudable. The signs already clearly indicated that the whole Kuru dynasty would be killed in that great battle, beginning with the grandsire Bhishma down to the grandsons like Abhimanyu and others, including kings from many states of the world, all were present there. And all were doomed. The whole catastrophe was due to King Dhritarashtra because he encouraged the policy followed by his sons. Om Agyana Timarandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistang Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayang Rupa Kadama Yang Dadati Svapadantikam Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yuta Parakamalang Sri Gurun Vaishnavangscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sakana Ragunatam Vitam Thang Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sakana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitangscha. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Ananta Vijang Raja Kunti Putro Yudhishthiraha Nakula Sadevascha Sugosha Manipushpakao Kasyascha Parameshvascha Shikandicha Maharataha Drishtadyumno Viratascha Satyakischa Parajitaha Drupado Draupadeyascha Sarvasya Pridivipate Saubhadrascha Mahabahu Shankan Datmu Pritak Pritak. So the gentlemen are getting ready to fight and they're blowing all their conch shells. This is the sign of the beginning of the fight. King Yudhishthir, he is actually the rightful heir of the throne. And his uncle, King Dhritarashtra, who is here being addressed as the king, or in the Sanskrit here it's Prithivi Pate. Pati means also father, and Priti means also like dear one, my dear father. So king, father, it's a little bit the same. Priti? Yeah, maybe also. How's that earth? Oh, yeah, I don't know. Sanskrit is, you might have to look it up. But Prabhupada translates here as our king because Dhritarashtra is being addressed and he's the king. So, but actually Yudhishthir, he is on the other side together with his four brothers, Arjuna, Bhima, and Nakula, Sahadev. And he is actually the rightful heir to the throne. It's already been discussed a few times, but I will just briefly recap that Dhritarashtra, he took the throne since his younger brother, Pandu, died prematurely due to a curse of a sage. It's a long story. I think we should not get into it now. But the point is that he was the younger brother, and when Dhritarashtra rose to the throne, he actually was thinking that actually this is my throne because he was the older brother. But since he was blind, he was born blind, he was not considered fit to rule the country. So, but when his younger brother died, of course, there was no one else. And all the children, Pandu's children, I just explained, Yudhishthir, Arjuna, etc. And Dhritarashtra's children, his eldest son Duryodhana, they were all too young. So they all grew up under Dhritarashtra's care. And when it was time for Dhritarashtra to step down and hand over the throne to Yudhishthir, Duryodhana, he had grown a little envious, or very envious actually, and he told his father that he should actually rise to the throne. And this was also very much encouraged by his mother. And so both of them preached very much to King Dhritarashtra, and gradually he was sort of sucked into this whole war. Even his brother, which is considered like a pure devotee, he also tried to talk to him, but to no avail. And King Dhritarashtra, he was just very attached to his, basically to his wife and to his son. And he felt sort of that he had no choice to fulfill the desires of his son. So here he is asking what is going on. So he is sitting there somewhere, I don't know exactly, maybe in a tent somewhere off. That's how the picture is, it's in a tent. But he's not on the battlefield, of course, because he's blind. And he's asking his servant, also a sage, that what is going on. So he's describing King Yudhishthir, the son of Kunti, Louis Conchal, the Ananta Vijay, and Nakula and Sahadev, so these are his half-brothers of King Yudhishthir, they blew the Sugosh and Manipushpaka. The great archer, the king of Kashi, the great fighter Shikandi, Drishtajumna, Virata, the unconquerable Satyaki, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, and others are kings, such as the mighty armed son of Subhadra, all blew their respective conchals. Purport. Sanjaya informed King Dhritarashtra very tactfully that his unwise policy of deceiving the sons of Pandu and endeavoring to enthrone his own sons on the seat of the kingdom was not very laudable. Yeah, so he's explaining here the power of the other side of the army. So King Dhritarashtra, he is asking what's going on. What did they do? He asked in the first verse of Bhagavad Gita, he's saying, What is it? Kim akurvata sanjaya. What did they do, Sanjaya? So here he's describing Sanjaya, how they were blowing their conch shells. And for instance, here this person Satyaki is mentioned. He's unconquerable. Drishtadyumna, Drupada, the sons of Draupadi, all is here in the Sanskrit. It's called Maharata. Maharati Shikandi is called Maharati. So a rat is like a car, and Maharati means like one who can fight against, like it's like almost like a, it's the equivalent of a tank. So it's one who can destroy many tanks or many rats, many chariots. So a very, very powerful fighter, Maharati. We have one devotee here actually, he's called Maharati. Prabhupada gave him that name. Yeah, so like that, he's describing the scene, but sort of very subtly, he's giving all these indications. He says here, the unconquerable Satyaki or the Maharati Satyaki, that although they were actually outnumbered, the Pandavas, but although they were outnumbered, they had so many amazing fighters. And Sanjaya here subtly informed King Dhritarashtra that, you know, that you're probably going to lose. The signs already clearly indicated that the whole Kuru dynasty would be killed in that great battle. Yeah, so these are all very auspicious signs for the sons of Pandu, this blowing of the conch shells, because so many things, sometimes pujari here, they blow the conch shell and something goes wrong, or it's not, you know, sometimes I also blow and I'm tired and it doesn't really sound the way I want it to sound. But here there's no such thing. Everything went perfect. They were blowing the conch shells and like that. So this is all very auspicious signs that indicate that victory was on their side. Beginning with the grandsire Bhishma, down to the grandsons like Abhimanyu and others, including kings from many states of the world, all were present there and all were doomed. The whole catastrophe was due to King Dhritarashtra because he encouraged the policy followed by his sons. So are there any questions on this? You mean the previous verse? The previous verse? Of course. I mean, Lord Krishna, he first blows the conch shell. He was a prince, actually, officially. Because at the time, this is a very important point, actually, at the time of this great battle, which was fought in Kurukshetra, which is near Delhi, not many people knew that Lord Krishna was actually Bhagavan, as it is explained here in the Bhagavad Gita. Because Prabhupada explains that all the names are given, like it says Dhritarashtra Uvacha, Sanjaya Uvacha, Arjuna Uvacha, but it doesn't say Krishna Uvacha, it says Bhagavan Uvacha. And Bhagavan, that's why it's called Bhagavad Gita. Gita means song, the song of Bhagavan. Bhagavan means one who possesses all opulences in full. So all riches, all fame, all renunciation, all beauty, all strength, like that. And Krishna possessed all of these six opulences in full. And so he blew first, and then Arjuna, because Krishna was there, and he was, you can see it here, you're going to see it here very clearly. You can see it there maybe, a little bit clearer. That Krishna, he was actually his charioteer. So this is the exclusive, how shall I put it? Yeah, exclusive culture of Bhagavad Gita and of the Vedic culture and of Krishna in particular, that when you become his servant, then he becomes your servant. Right. Yeah, I it's the next verse. We'll discuss it in a minute. I don't see there transcendental, though. But I remember that also.
It's in 14.
What's in 14? Oh, there it is. Yeah. So it is Divya Shanka. Yeah, like we sing here every night. What is that? What's that verse? Shanka Bhaje Kanta Bhaje. So this Shanka means this conch shell. And here it's translated Divya Shanka. So that's 114. So that is correct then, what you said, Divya Shanka. Divya means transcendental conch shell. Yes, Prabhu? No, of course, but yeah. No, but I'm explaining that. Is that Krishna? No. But I'm explaining that. That Krishna, not many people knew that he was actually Bhagavan, but the Pandavas knew, Bhima knew that this is God. So naturally, you know, Krishna was blowing first, and because Arjuna was sitting next to him, it would be a little bit strange if Bhima would go first, you know. Oh, like that. Right. Right. Okay. Yeah, no, it's a good point, yeah. Yeah, Prabhu? You would like to say something? Yeah. But we're not talking about Bhima. Yeah, because also they wanted really to start the war, you know, and that is the... Also like that, yeah, of course, but another thing is also that once you start blowing these conch shells, that's the beginning, like you blow the conch shell, the curtain opens, right? There's no more turning back for the pujari. He's like, you know, sometimes he cannot find the bell or something. Then everybody's waiting, okay, the curtain. So once these conch shells are going, then that means the war has started. Of course, then they were a little bit waiting for Krishna and Arjuna to finish their discussion. But that's it. So they first started because they really wanted the Pandavas. They were still ready to... Arjuna was ready to leave. They were still ready to, okay, we can still work this out. But so... So anyway, I think personally, I can only speculate. Prabhupada says if it's not clear, you can speculate. It's not very clear unless you have some inside information. Yeah, if it's like, for instance, many people they say that the Bhagavad Gita, it's the body and it's this and it's that, and it's very clear. Bhagavad Gita was spoken in Kurukshetra. Why you need to speculate? It's clear, yeah. Yeah, if it's things unclear, you can discuss. You can discuss.
Yeah,
well, research is another thing. You know. Well, interpretation. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yes, very good. Not speculation, excuse me, but interpretation. Anyway, the point is that it's open for discussion. That is what Prabhu is raising the point. I think it's an interesting point, personally. I think, personally, that it's a war tactic. Because Bhima definitely could blow harder than Yudhisthira. So, and they were scared, because it was already described in previous texts, that Bhima would defeat Duryodhan. Oh, he was the general of the army? Oh, just see. You see, we don't need to speculate. There it is. Right. Right. Well, compared to Bhishma, Prabhupada says they're all fixed. So Duryodhan actually, Prabhupada said in the purport that, what was that word he used? You remember? You were asking about it. He made like a right assessment. There was some word I forgot. But Duryodhan, he said, made a right assessment that all the facts were there that he was actually stronger. You see? But, you know, if you look more carefully, then, you know, he wasn't. And that is now, Sanjaya is explaining that. Yeah, because in numbers, I think they were outnumbered by 7-1. 11? 11-7. So it's almost like 2-1. Sorry? Oh, and the Pandava 7. Okay. I don't know exactly what the Akshahini means, but there were like millions of warriors. It was a world war. Prabhupada is also mentioning that. Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, so that is very nicely explained now by Prabhu Pandu, that he was the general. And also, you know, my point is still a little bit valid. I mean, why was the general? He was the most strong. You know, I mean, yeah, nobody could defeat him. Yes, Prabhu? Yes. Now that is quite an interesting translation. Bhima Karma. One performs Herculean tasks. So Hercules is like a Greek hero. Anyway, so that is explained then. Bhima, right? Prabhu? Right? What else we have? That was it, no? Anything else on this, these verses? Sorry? Yeah, you explained everything, no? What do you want me to explain further? Yeah, I know, but we have only time for so many things. Abhimanyu, he was the son of Arjuna, right? Right. Yeah, I mean, he was very, very beautiful. Yeah, right. But we don't want to spoil the story, you know. We don't know who's going to win yet. No. Krishna. It says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, wherever there's Krishna and Arjuna, victory is there. So yes, they will win. And Abhimanyu is Arjuna's son, and he was actually 16 years old, and he had already impregnated his wife, who was carrying his son, Parikshit Maharaj. And to cut a long story short, basically everybody got killed, and Parikshit became the king of the world later. So that is the history of the world, Mahabharata, the history of India. In those days, actually, the world was ruled by Delhi, and it was then called Hastinapur, or the Pur, the city where there were so many Hastinas, so many elephants. So, we have a few more minutes. I'll just quickly try to do the last verse of today. Sagosha dhartarashtranang ridhani vyadarayat nabascha pridivim ceva tumalo vyanunadayan saha det goshaha vibration dhartarashtranam of the sons of Dhritarashtra ridayani hearts vyadarayat shattered nabaha the sky cha also pritivim the surface of the earth there you have it. Yes. Cha also, Eva certainly, Tumulaha, uproarious, Apyanunha Dhyan, resounding. Translation. The blowing of these different conch shells became uproarious, vibrating both in the sky and on the earth. It shattered the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra. Purport. When Bhishma and the others on the side of the Yodam blew their respective conch shells, there was no heartbreaking on the part of the Pandavas. Such occurrences are not mentioned. But in this particular verse, it is mentioned that the hearts of the sons of Dhritarashtra were shattered by the sounds vibrated by the Pandavas' party. This is due to the Pandavas and their confidence in Lord Krishna. One who takes shelter of the Supreme Lord has nothing to fear, even in the midst of the greatest calamity. So, any more questions? Okay, Mark, Prabhu, go ahead. Right. I didn't know they were demigods. I thought they were some yogis. Okay. Huh? Was it sage? There is some confusion here. Not sure if it was out of shyness. I think there's just different ways of enjoyment. Anyway, yeah, they were copulating as a deer, you know, and he shot the deer, and then they turned into a sage, or like you said, a demigod, I don't know exactly. And then he was cursed by this demigod that when you will have sex, then you will also die. So he controlled himself for a couple of years, but then he couldn't control himself. And then, of course, after he had intercourse, he died. This is actually the history. It's a little bit embarrassing story, that's why I didn't want to get into it. But that's actually what happened with King Pandu. Sorry. Anything else, bro? Last question? Well, yeah. Well, shattered means first it trembles and then it breaks. Or, yeah. So, and it's a perfect word because with these conch shells, like, you know, shattered, it's like, yeah, destroyed. Well, not exactly. Maybe Karuni Mai can say us, because she's English speaking. How would you translate shattered? Right. No, it's like she's saying, actually. It's like when sometimes you have these ladies and they sing very high pitched, and then all the glass breaks. Right? It's like that. It's like that. They blow the conscience and their hearts are shattered, like she said, in 1,000 pieces. They were just completely discouraged, you know. Anyway, we have to stop there. We're going to shatter our false ego now by chanting Hare Krishna. Hopefully. Thank you very much. So please stay. I don't know who's going to sing, Prabhu, Santusha. So first he will lead us into some mantras, which I sang at the beginning of the class, and then we'll chant Maha Mantra. Thank you. Hare Krishna.